Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me here in the studio to talk a little bit about her latest piece of performance artwork that's going to be in Farmington a week from Saturday, Rosemary Meza Desplas is here once again. Good morning. Thank you for coming back to KSJE.
Hi.
Good to see you.
It's great to be here.
Thank you very much. And so I think folks may be familiar maybe a little bit with some of your artwork. They have seen it certainly in galleries here in Farmington, but they've been on walls throughout the world, basically, your artwork. And so this is, though, a performance artwork.
Yes.
That you have been working on for the last few months, I would say. And it's going to be at the Farmington Civic Center.
Correct.
A week from Saturday. And it's the Miss Nalgas 2022 pageant.
Uh-huh. Miss Nalgas USA.
USA,
2022, yes.
Yes. And so it sounds like a beauty pageant. It looks like a beauty pageant, but it's a lot more than just a beauty pageant.
It is.
A lot more.
It is.
There's layers and layers and layers.
So it's so Miss Nalgas USA 2022 is a faux beauty pageant, so it's not a real pageant. And it's like a vehicle to drive certain themes that I want to talk about in my work, in my artwork. And so there's a theme about identity in a broad context, but then in more narrow context, there's a theme about identity and how people self-identify as Latinos or Chicanos or Mexican American or Latinx or Chicanx.
Right.
So, and then there's also themes about women, body positivity, beauty and women, women and aging. There's a syndrome that happens. It's called the invisible woman syndrome that happens to women as they get over 50, where they are kind of ignored in society despite the contributions that they continue to make. So all these themes are wrapped up within the pageant itself.
A lot of boxes you're ticking off, I think, in that description. Yeah, very much so. And it's by design. I mean, you have been working on this, as I mentioned, for a while. I think to put all these elements into this performance, right, and to hopefully spark some conversations even afterwards, right? In your audiences, at least that's what I get from it.
Exactly, yes. So I've been working on this since February.
Okay.
So it's a performance artwork, and so it's multimedia, it's interdisciplinary. Performance has a long history. It goes back to early 20th century with the Dadaist, and who included visual art, costumes, and poetry. And this performance is going to include music, poetry, visual arts, costumes. So it video, so it includes a lot of different visual and elements for the audience to kind of be hit with all at once. But I'm hoping that it does spark a dialogue about contemporary art, about identity, how you want to self-identify. And I think those are issues that are important, not just in our community, but beyond our community as well.
Sure. Well, I think they're global, right?
Yes.
At least I think so. And so with this, it's set up like a beauty pageant.
Yes.
And so folks will probably recognize some themes that we see or are familiar with from beauty pageants. You've got judges, you've got contestants, you've got an MC.
Yes.
And so all these things kind of go together, but there's a lot of other things that are going on between the lines, I think, that folks are speaking and on stage as we watch this all take place.
Correct. So there are four judges, and the judges are really kind of like a Greek chorus. And so the dialogue and their commentary and their interaction with the MC kind of sparks the themes and propels them along. And each judge has a certain type of character. And so one judge, she's like the hypercritical judge of all four of them. And so pretty much criticizes each contestant equally.
Okay.
No one escapes that.
Right.
And then the MC is, so it's,
Let me do a disclosure. Let me do a full disclosure that you have cast me as the MC.
Correct.
And so from there, now I'll have you. Now you can describe the acting that I'll be going through to be the MC, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
So the MC is, to the viewer, obviously an Anglo man, but pretending to be cast as a Mexican American or Latino, which is something that we see in film that happened in the past. Think of Al Pacino and Scarface, Marlon Brando. So lots of actors have done it. And there's even contemporary. This is something that keeps happening.
Right.
And so
there are efforts maybe to not have it happen so often, but it's still happening.
But it still happens.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the example that happened recently, but it's not going to come to my mind right now. But so...
But that person represents that
right.
That casting,
that,
I guess, right?
That idea mm-hmm. of when you're looking for someone to play a Latino, where do you look?
Right.
And, you know, and so often people go, well, we couldn't find any Latino actors, and, you know, and that type of thing. And
right.
so each person in it is deliberate, and there's a reason that they're dressed and that the way that they are.
Right.
So in the contestants, so one is... Rocky Rita Badlands, and that's a nod to the Beast Eye Badlands. A lot of the dialogue is Farmington-centric, if also New Mexico-centric.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very much about this area. One of the other contestants is Audacious Raquel Arches, who's from Aztec, New Mexico. And the forms on her costume that are on her shoulders actually are a reference to the arches in Aztec, New Mexico.
We have a picture of that.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Costume right there. I was just getting there to show. So, yeah. So
yeah.
That's part of it. And you've made these costumes, by the way, I think is worth noting, that you have taken dresses that you have found and added to or taken away or what have you to make them
yes.
into what your vision is of what these costumes need to look like.
Right. So I started with a base or a foundation dress, and then manipulated it in different ways. And also each one has a hat. And my costume, I am Refried Rosie Frijoles, and my costume has a fabric that I designed that has pinto beans on it. And my talent, there is a talent portion of the competition, as you expect in a beauty
pageant. Like a pageant, that's true, right?
Right,
yeah.
And mine is a spoken word piece, which is called Pinto Beans. And so the poem is a new one that I have not read before or performed before. And there's lots of references in it to New Mexico, but also references to my family and
yes.
References to Pinto Beans.
Okay. Very, very good. And we've talked about at least me being cast with this in this performance, but there are a lot of other names that I think folks will recognize from the community that you have asked to be part of this as well. And so talk to me a little bit about them.
Okay. So Patrick Hazen, who is a photographer here in Farmington, is one of our judges. And Amanda Robles, who works here at San Juan College, is also one of the judges. One of the contestants is Karen Ellsbury from, who owns, well, had her gallery that was named after her, who's on
right.
Main Street and has a new, beautiful new space.
Now
and
called the Hart Gallery, I think, right?
The Hart Gallery,
yes.
Yes.
Right, on Main Street.
And Lori Stevens, who is a archaeologist in this area, a longtime Farmington resident, and I would say everyone in it, I'm not a longtime Farmington resident, but everyone else in it was, certainly has a lot of roots in this community. And, you know, part of doing this performance piece here is to bring contemporary performance to Farmington. You can go to Santa Fe and in Albuquerque and see performance art, but it's not something you would necessarily see in Farmington. And also, I wanted to do it downtown or near the downtown area because I'm invested in this community and I want to see that revitalization going on, and I want to be part of it and bring something to it. And so that's part of why it's here in Farmington.
Right, right. And I see Doug Gonzalez's name on the list as well.
Doug Gonzalez, who works for the community theater at Fort Lewis College. He formerly worked at the Durango Art Center. And he's the only person in the group who actually is from Durango.
It's okay to have an import, right?
It is. It's okay to have Doug with us, too.
That's right. And the Zia Chicks.
And our official band for the performance is the Zia Chicks, who have been so wonderful to work with and who are so supportive of this project, as everyone who is involved has been. And so I'm very appreciative of that. But the Zia Chicks, their songs are important to the process of the pageant and the way that everything progresses and unfolds. And so they're very, very important to that.
And more talented women on a stage.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That's no accident, I'm sure.
No, it's not.
Okay. See? Saturday, November 12th at 7 p.m. at the Farmington Civic Center. Mm-hmm. Is this a free admission event?
It is a free event.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure that the event, that there was no economics involved in whether or not you could go and see a performance artwork. And so that's why it's free. So if you're a student and you're on a limited budget, you can still go come and see this performance, a high school student. I will not say it is an all ages show, but not because there's anything naughty or right. odd in it, but only because some of the themes are more adult themes, or I would say high school and above. And so if you brought a child, they might think some of it's funny, but I don't know if they would understand the satire or what the themes were necessarily about. But maybe that's a good point of conversation.
True. That's true. Well, I think most parents kind of know what their kids can get and what's appropriate, right?
Absolutely.
But I think no one probably be turned away, I suppose. If parents come in with a child, they're welcome to come in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you have support, I know, on the poster too, from the Fulcrum Fund.
The Fulcrum Fund is distributed by 516 Arts in Albuquerque, and the funds come from the Andy Warhol Visual Arts Foundation and the Frederick Hammersley Community Foundation in Albuquerque. And so I'm very lucky to have gotten the funding to create this one night only performance artwork.
That's true. It's just one night.
It is just one night.
So if you miss it, you miss it.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's the thing. Exactly. And so for folks who aren't very up on their Spanish, uh-huh. Miss Nalgas, and I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but I'm trying it as an Anglo guy trying to be a Hispanic guy.
It's great. It's great.
That's why
Nalgas.
That's why I was cast as the MC.
Right. Nalgas is buttocks in Spanish. And so it's instead of Miss America, it's the Miss Buttocks pageant.
Right.
And in just a little bit of trivia, there's only been one Latina who has won the Miss USA pageant. So
okay,
and it has a history of, I think it's over 100 years or whatever.
I think so. Yeah,
only one winner that was Latina.
Okay,
so
interesting. Well, it's going to be a fun night, an interesting night, a thoughtful night.
Yes.
And I think it will spark a lot of conversations, as much of your artwork does. And I think that's by design as well.
It is. Absolutely.
And so it's so great to have you in the community and have you sharing these pieces of art, these performance artworks with the community as well. So thank you for talking about it with me.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. That is Rosemary Meza Desplas. She is the creator of the Miss Nalgas USA 2022 pageant that is coming to the Farmington Civic Center.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.